ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम सदा शिवसमारंभं व्यासशंकरमध्यमां नमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। As I said, Shankara Bhagavatpada finished his commentary on the words Satyam Jnanam Anantam, Brahma. So now, as I told you, homework is seeing the analysis of the word Satyam separately, Jnanam separately, Anantam separately, and also Brahma, thereby having the clear unfoldment of the vision of the meaning of this word Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Already I gave another homework I gave you, Brahma with Paramapnoti, attainment of Param. I also told to analyze, read the pages and get the correct answer. You can make nice notes on four different topics. Now today we're entering into the new topic. I have to do the chanting first. Om Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Tadesha Bhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman So Oshnute Sarvan Kamaan Saha Brahmana Vipaschiteti. There we have only seen up to Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. We completed two lines. Brahma Vidhapnoti Param commentary is over. Then Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma commentary is over. Commentary over means still we need to understand very clearly. Now thereafter, tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutah. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutah. So after that Rig Mantra, we change the Brahmana Vipaschiteti, a mantra begins. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutah. There, from that Brahman, which is Satyam Jnanam, which is essentially Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. So from that absolute reality, implied by the term Brahman, in terms of limitless consciousness existence, from that Brahman, which is none other than this Atma, Brahman which is Atma, from that Brahman which is Atma, the universe has come into existence. That is the lesson we are going to see. We have not yet seen. So there, the word Brahman and Atma. So please remember, Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman. Okay, that we have yet to see that meaning. We have not yet seen. That line is still there. But here, the Shankara Bhagavatpada begins his commentary on stating that Brahman and Atma are mentioned as one. So we are going to see that now. I am reading the Bhashyam from page number 88. Please remember the sentence. Tasma tasma dva ye tasma dhatmana akasha sambhutah. So tasmat va Yetasmat Atmanaha, Tasmat Va, Tasmadva, ஏதஸ்மாத் ஆத்மனஹ. சோ ஆத்மனஹ இஸ் அ ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் ஆஃப் ஆத்மன் சப்தஹ. நகாராந்த புல்லிங்க ஆத்மன் சப்தஹ, ஆத்மா ஆத்மானம். சோ ஆத்மன் நகாராந்த புல்லிங்க ஆத்மன் சப்தஹ. திஸ் சப்தஸ்ய பஞ்சமி விபக்தோ ஏகவச்சனே ஆத்மனஹ இதி ரூபம். தி ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் ஃப்ரம் தி ஆத்மா, ஹவ் டு சே ஆத்மா ஆத்மானம், ஆத்மனா ஆத்மனே ஆத்மனஹ. ஐந்தாவது வேற்றுமை, ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் தட் ஆத்மா. அண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா இட் இஸ் செட் ஏதஸ்மாத். ஏதஸ்மாத் இஸ் வாட்? ஏதஸ்மாத் மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் ஆத்மா. சோ ஏதஸ்மாத் இஸ் தி ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் ஆஃப் ஏதத் சப்தஹ. சோ தகாராந்த புல்லிங்க ஏதத் சப்தஹ. நாமினேட்டிவ் கேஸ் ஏஷஹ, ஏஷஹ திஸ், ஏதம் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ். ஏஷஹ நாமினேட்டிவ், ஏதம் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ், ஏதேன இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்டல், ஏதஸ்மை ஃபோர்த் கேஸ், ஏதஸ்மாத் ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ். சோ ஏதஸ்மாத் இஸ் தி ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் ஆஃப் மாஸ்குலைன் ஏதத் சப்தஹ. ஏஷஹ ஏதம் ஏதேன ஏதஸ்மை ஏதஸ்மாத். சோ ஏதஸ்மாத் பிரம் ஆத்மனஹ. சோ ஆத்மா இஸ் ஆல்சோ மாஸ்குலைன் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட், பட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் அ நியூட்ரல் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட். போத் ஆர் நகாரந்த சப்தஸ், போத் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் எண்டிங் இன் நகாரா, பட் ஒன் இஸ் அ மாஸ்குலைன், ஒன் இஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் அ மாஸ் நியூட்ரல் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட், ஆத்மா இஸ் அ மாஸ்குலைன் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் தஸ்மாத் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தத் சப்த. தஸ்மாத் தத் தகாராந்த நபும்சகலிங்க தத் சப்த. தென் தத் தத் தேன தஸ்மை தஸ்மாத். சோ தஸ்மாத் இஸ் தி ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் ஆஃப் தத் சப்த. ஏதஸ்மாத் இஸ் தி ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் ஆஃப் ஏதத் சப்த. சோ தஸ்மாத் வா, தஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணஹ, ஃப்ரம் தட் பிரம்மன், தி ஒன்லி ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் தி என்டையர் காஸ்மாஸ், லிமிட்லெஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், விச் அலோன் இஸ் திஸ் ஆத்மா. தஸ்மாத் வா ஏதஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணஹ. ஆல்ரெடி ஜீவ ஈஸ்வர ஸ்வரூப ஐக்கியம் இஸ் ரிவீல்ட். தஸ்மாத் வா ஏதஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணஹ, ஃப்ரம் தட் பிரம்மன் விச் இஸ் அனதர் தேன் திஸ் ஆத்மா இதி. ஓகே, தஸ்மாத் வா ஏதஸ்மாத் ஆத்மனஹ இதி பிரம்மன் ஏவ ஆத்மசப்த பிரயோகாத் வேதித்து ஆத்மா பிரம்ம. பியூட்டிஃபுல் சென்டென்ஸ். தஸ்மாத் வா ஏதஸ்மாத் ஆத்மனஹ இதி, this sentence, from that Brahman which is this Atma, the universe has come into existence. In the sentence, we have, our focus is not on universe now. Our focus is on these two words, Brahman and Atma. These two words reveal what? Both are in same case. Okay, apposition, samanadhikaranyam they have. Tasmadva etasmad brahmanaha. From that Brahman which is this Atma, the tasmat, that ஏதஸ்மாத் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் ஆத்மா இட்டி தட் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன். ஓகே, எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் ரிவீல்ஸ் அ ஃபேக்ட். வாட் இஸ் தட்? பிரம்மணி ஏவ, பிரம்மணி ஏவ, பிரம்மன் ஏவ, பிரம்மணி ஏவ ஆத்மசப்த பிரயோகாத் டியூ டு த யூசேஜ் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் ஆத்மா இன் தி சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். Due to the usage, prayogat, due to the usage of the word Atma in the sense of Brahman, Brahmani, Atma, Brahmani eva Atma Shabda prayogat, Vedituhu Atma Brahma. Brahman is the very self of the knower. Vedituhu. வேதிதா இஸ் அ ரிகாரந்த புல்லிங்க சப்த. வேதித்ரு, சோ வேத்தி மீன்ஸ் வித் ஆல்சோ நோவர். வேதிதா இஸ் அனதர் வேர்ட். ரிகாராந்தா புல்லிங்க வேதித்ரு சப்தா. So what is the the possessive case of Vedita, Veditru, Shabda, Vedita, Veditaram, Veditra, Veditre, Vedituhu, Vedituhu. So Vedituhu, like Pituhu, Matuhu, Vedituhu of the knowers, Atma Brahma. So Brahman is the very self, very essential nature, innermost self of the knower. How do we know that? So that Brahman, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, is the Swarupam of the knower, truth of the knower. How do you know that? Brahmani Eva Atma Shabda Prayogat. Because the word Atma is used in the sense of Brahman. Therefore, they are one and the same. Brahman is there as the very Swarupam, the truth, the self of the knower. Vedituhu Atma Brahma. Arihindravanude Swarupamahave Brahman Irupadal. Irukkirathu. Then, Etamanandamayamatmanamupasankramati. Iticha Atmatam Darshayati. So, Shankar Bhagavatpada here in his commentary, he mentions this mantra is going to follow immediately in the second chapter, first section itself, the verse Tatasmadva Etasma, that expression comes. Then later on, the same second chapter, in the 8th section, 5th mantra, we are going to see Etam Anandamayam Atmanam Upasankramati. The meaning of the sentence is this. The person who analyzes the 5 koshas, he transcends the Anandamayam Atmanam. And finally, he arrives at Brahman as the Atma. He transcends all the koshas one by one. Means he transcends the Annamayatma, Pranamayatma, Manamayatma, Vijnanamayatma, Anandamayatma also he negates as non-self. Then finally, he arrives at the Atma, the innermost essence, the self of the individual. And that Atma is Brahma. He arrives at Brahman as the self. That is how Brahman can be arrived at. The reality of the universe can be arrived only as one's own Swarupam. Therefore, the 2 examples Shankaracharya mentions just to say Atma and Brahman are not 2 different things. The reality of the whole cosmos is implied by the term Brahma. The same reality obtaining as the innermost essence of the individual implied by the term Atma. 2 words are used implying the same reality. That is what Shankar Bhagavatpada says in these sentences. So, tasmadva etasmad atmanaha iti brahmani eva atma shabda prayogat vedituhu atma brahma vedituhu swarupam brahma etam anandamayam atmanam upasankramati iti cha atmatam darshayati. Atmatam darshayati means Upanishad reveals, darshayati reveals, shows Brahman being the Atma. Brahman having the status of being the Atma, or Brahman itself obtaining as the Atma. Upanishad reveals Brahmana iti Atmatam darshayati. Atma, Atmatvam, Atmata means having the status of being the Atma. So Brahman alone has the status of being the innermost essence, innermost self of all the beings. So these 2 examples are given to show. The Upanishad shows the Atmata, Brahman being the self of everything, all. Okay. By this sentence, from that Brahman, which is indeed the self, the word Atma is used only in the sense of Brahman. சோ பிரம்மணி சொன்னா பிரம்ம இத்தியர்த்தே ஏவ பிரம்மணி மீன்ஸ் பிரம்ம இத்தியர்த்தே ஏவ ஆத்மசப்தஸ்ய பிரயோக அஸ்தி ஆத்மசரி ஆத்மசப்த பிரயுஜ்யதே. ஓகே, தெர்ஃபோர் த வேர்ட் ஆத்மா இஸ் யூஸ்ட் ஓன்லி இன் த சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். தெர்ஃபோர் தி ஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் தி நோவர் இஸ் பிரம்மன். By saying Brahman transcends this Anandamaya Atma, the Shruti shows Brahman as having the status of being the Self. After citing the Rig Mantra, the Upanishad begins with the sentence, Tasmadva etasmadatmana akashas sambhutah. Tasmad vai, tasmad va, we'll see that later on. Anyway, vai means from that Brahman indeed, introduced by Brahmana Vakyam. Brahmavid apnoti param. Tasmat means from that Brahman indeed, introduced by Brahmana Vakyam. Brahmavid apnoti param. And unfolded by the mantra satyam jnanam anantam brahma. So from that Brahman, which is this Atma, the universe has originated. What is that Brahman? The Brahman introduced by the sentence satyam jnanam, the brahmavidapnoti param, there Brahman is introduced as the knower of Brahman attains the moksha. And the same Brahman later on was unfolded by the Lakshana Vakyam Satyam Jnanam Anantam. From that Brahman, thereafter, reading the next sentence, thereafter, that Brahman is equated by the Upanishad with Etad Atma. When it said, Etasmad Atmanaha, from this Atma, so, thereafter, the Brahman is equated by the Upanishad with Yeshaha Atma. When it said, Etasmad Atmanaha, from this Atma, full stop. How come the Upanishad equates Brahman and Atma? Satyam is Jnanam, and Jnanam refers to Atma. The only source of consciousness. Everything else is an object of knowledge. So satyam is jnanam when it is said. Jnanam is what? The only source of knowledge. Consciousness. Everything else is an object of knowledge. Not only that, it is further confirmed in the sentence. Yo veda nihitam guhayam. Here comes yo veda nihitam guhayam. Brahman obtains in the buddhi as Atma. That means Brahman is the Atma, Swarupam of the knower. The Swarupam of the one who knows is Brahman. That is how one knows. Aham Brahma Asmi, I am Brahman. Brahmani eva atma shabda prayogat. The word Brahman is used only in the sense of Atma. When the Shruti boldly says, Tasmad etasmad atmanaha, as though it has expounded that Brahman is Atma. It expects you to know, but it feels it has adequately said by the words, Jnanam Brahma and Nihitam Guhayam. We have to connect Jnanam Brahma, that reality, changeless, beginningless, endless, independent reality, which is the cause of the universe, is not inert, but is of the nature of knowledge, pure knowledge, which is also not overknown which is not subject to any divisions, Triputi Veda, which is also free from all limitations, that Brahman, which is the nature of knowledge, is Nihitam Guhayam. Nihitam Guhayam. It is obtaining in Nihitam Guhayam. It is hidden in the cave of mind. The word tasmad, referring to Brahman, and the words etasmad atmanaha, referring to Atma, are in the same case ending. Therefore, Brahman is nitya aparoksha atma. It's a very important word. You must remember this. Brahma nitya aparoksha atma. Nityaha aparokshaha atma, three different words. Compound word, nitya aparoksha atma. Kyum tad brahma, nitya aparoksha atma. Nitya aparoksha atma means what? Nitya aparoksha atma means the self that is ever evident. Yeah, nitya ever. Aparoksha evident. Nitya aparoksha atma means self-evident, ever-evident, self-evident Atma is Brahma. Nitya aparoksha Atma, ever-evident, self-evident Atma. So ever-evident, self-evident Self. I'm going to page number 90. Further, the creation of the five elements. The Upanishad states that this body is annarasamayaha. Modification of the essence of food. Therefore, Brahmatma is in this annarasamaya. Brahmatma is in this annarasamaya. Now, Swamiji also combined this, club these two words. Brahman, separate word. Atman, separate word. Combine them, Brahmatma. Why? One and the same. Now, that Brahmatma is in this annarasamaya. Then, the Shruti travels further, further inside, and presents Pranamaya as inner to the body, and Pranamaya becomes the Atma. Then it presents Manomaya as inner to Pranamaya, and Manomaya becomes the Atma. Finally, Anandamaya is presented as the Atma. What is this Anandamaya? Annamayaha, the Anandamaya is that for which Brahman is Puccham, Pratishtha, the support. The one who knows this fact transcends Anandamaya. Anandamayam Atmanam Upasankramati and gains Brahman. The one who knows this fact, what is the fact? Brahman, Brahma, Brahman is the support of Anandamaya. Anandamaya, thereby being support of Anandamaya, Brahman is the only support of all the koshas. Anandamaya, Vijnanamaya, Manomaya, Pranamaya, Annamaya, for all the koshas, Brahman is the support, but Brahman being available as support of the Anandamaya. The one who knows this fact transcends Anandamaya. Anandamayam Atmanam Upasankramati and gains Brahman. Gains Brahman means discovers Brahman. Anandamaya is not Atma because that is also transcended. Since Brahman is Atma, it has to be the nature of Jnanam. It has to be of the nature of Jnanam. And so there is no Shunyartha. See, all the arguments one by one presented by Acharya to negate the notion of or the view of Shunyavadi mistaking Brahman as the Shunyam. Hope you remember this. Already it was said why Brahman is not Shunyam. The next point is said why Brahman is not Shunyam. Brahma na Shunyam. Brahman is not non-existence. Brahman is not emptiness. Brahman is not nothingness because of these reasons. By way of answering the Shunyavadi, we are also understanding a lot of subtle things. Therefore, Brahman is Atma. It has to be of the nature of Jnanam, and so there is no Shunyartha. Okay. Next, one more reason. Now, next question, answer homework for you is, this is the homework. Brahman is not Shunyam. Okay. How that is negative. That for that, what all the arguments he presents one by one. You have to write. So it's a big thing. Very nice. That's the homework. Now, not only that, one more thing is stating. Tat praveshacha. See, we have people who already done this Taittiriya Upanishad. That's why I'm doing this. Without having studied the Moola Grantha, original text, one should not study Bhashya. Now you understand why? Because mantras are quoted from here and there. It's better to have the knowledge of the mantras which are quoted here. We have already done Taittiriya Upanishad Moola Grantha Patanam, we have done. If you don't remember, that's okay, no problem. We have to remember. Next here, one more reason is given. Why Brahman is not Shunyam? Tat praveshacha. So later on we are going to see in the sixth anuvaka, sixth section, first mantra, we are going to see that Brahman, having created this universe, entered into this universe, entered into the body mind-sense complex. It is mentioned. This is that sentence is called Pravesha Shrutihi. Pravesha Shrutihi means the Shruti stating the entry of Paramatma into this creation. Okay, the sentence stating the entry of Paramatma into the creation is called Pravesha Shrutihi. Pravesha Shrutihi. So, and that Shruti also he is quoting now. That is also proof that Brahman is not Shunyam. Tat srishtva tad eva nupravishat. Tat srishtva tad eva nupravishat. So tat srishtva, having created the universe, tadeva anupravishat, that Brahman who created the universe alone, entered into this universe in terms of body mind-sense complex as the Atma. Iti cha tasyaiva jiva rupena shaira pravesham darshayati. Upanishad also reveals, Upanishad also shows that Brahman who created this universe alone has entered into the body mind-sense complex as the jiva. Therefore, Upanishad shows this Brahman's entry as the jiva into the body. Therefore, Vedituhu Swarupam Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is the Swarupam of the knower. Brahman is there as the Atma, the very self, Swarupam of the knower. This is another proof. Tasyaiva Brahmanaha Jiva Rupena Shrira Pravesham Darshayati. So Upanishad shows the entry of Brahman as Jiva into the body. Ataha, therefore, Vedituhu Swarupam Brahma. The essential nature of knower is none other than nothing but Brahman. Okay, I'm reading English now. And because of the entry of Brahman into, it means into the creation, in terms of body. Brahman having created that, entered into it. The Shruti shows the entry of the Brahman alone into the body in the form of Jivatma. Therefore, Brahman is the content of the knower. Please make a note, this mantra is not immediately. We are going to see the mantra very late, or later on. It is coming in the sixth anuvaka. We are still in the first anuvaka. We have only seen the first two sentences. Okay, first two sentences we have seen in the first anuvaka. We have not even thoroughly analyzed the first anuvaka. But the quotation is from the sixth anuvaka. Because what is the context? In what context these quotations are presented? In the context of negating the Shunyavada. Refuting the Shunyavada. In the context of Shankara Bhagavatpada presents those mantras which have yet to be unfolded by Shankaracharya himself. He presents those quotations here just to refute the view that Brahman is Shunyam. First he said Brahman itself is the Atma, therefore Brahman is not Shunyam. And the Atma is of nature of consciousness. And again, how do you know that? Again, there's the Pravesha Shruti, which presents the entry of Brahman as Jiva into the body. Therefore, there's another proof. Brahman being obtaining as Atma, available for recognition as the very Swarupa of the knower. Therefore, Brahman is not Shunyam. You must remember why he presents these quotations, in which context, why. What is the purpose? That's what I wanted to tell you. These quotations are to state that Brahman is not Shunyam, to show. That's why next homework is that. Why Brahman is not Shunyam? You have to present all the quotations and explain. Later, in this chapter, we come across this sentence. Tat srishtva tadevanu pravishat. Brahman created. Tat srishtva, having created. Brahman created and then entered into the created jagat. Brahman created and then entered into the jagat. There are two Tad Shabdas. There are two Tat Shabdas. Here. There are two Tat Shabdas here. And both of them refer to Brahman. Tat Srishtva, number one Tat. Tat Tad Yeva Anupravishat. That's another Tat. You noticed? Tat Srishtva, that Brahman having created, the Tadeva Anupravishat, the same Brahman entered. So Tat and Tad, we have two Tats there. And both of them refer to Brahman. So wherever you get to know the creation, there Brahman is available as Anandamaya Adhishtanam. So wherever you get to know the creation, there Brahman is very much available as the very substratum support of the Anandamaya. As the Swarupam of the knower. Tasyaiva Brahmanaha Jivas Rupena Sharira Pravesham Darshayati. Shastram shows that the same Brahman, Shastram here is the way Upanishad itself. Shastram shows that the same Brahman enters into the body as Jiva. Brahman rightly stays in the Buddhi as Atma, from where he can see his own creation and enjoy it. Brahman, without undergoing any change, obtains in the created body as Atma. Therefore, Brahman is not Shunyam. You will come across quite often, therefore Brahman is not Shunyam. Therefore Brahman is not Shunyam. Therefore Brahman is not Shunyam. You have to take that. You have to write one by point all the reasons why Brahman is not Shunyam. Homework. Don't forget this. The word Anantam also will prove Brahman is Atma. See, in this context, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes efforts to show that Brahman is there as the very self, as the content of I, the Swarupam of the knower. Therefore, Brahman being available for recognition, obtaining as the very Swarupam of the I, truth of the I, one's own self, the denier, the very Swarupam of the denier of the existence of the truth. Therefore, the word Brahman being Atma is revealed by Adi Shankaracharya. Point showed. What Upanishad shows, that Shankaracharya shows in his commentary. The word Anantam also will prove Brahman is Atma. What is Anantam cannot be separate from me. I cannot be outside the limitless, nor can it be beside me. I cannot be part of it also, because the limitless does not permit parts. It will fall apart. Therefore, Brahman being Anantam, it is myself. But Bhashyakara talked about the entry to point out the knower's Swarupam as Brahman and clarify some points arising from this quotation. Okay. See, an important thing. When you say Brahman alone is there as the Atma, two things you have to remember. Now, Atma is non-different from Brahman. Non-separate from Brahman. Atma is Brahman. So you cannot say Atma is different from Brahman. The Dvaitam comes. It negates the Dvaitam. It also negates Visishta Dvaitam. Atma is not part of Brahman. Part of Brahman means Visishta Dvaitam. Atma is different from Brahman means Dvaitam. Both points become negated just by saying the Anantam. Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness means Atma is non-separate from Brahma. Atma, so nothing is separate from Brahma. The whole Jagat is non-separate from Brahma, non-different from Brahma. Therefore, I am also non-different from Brahma. Therefore, I am essentially Brahma. Means I'm essentially Brahman means I'm not different from Brahma. I'm not even part of Brahma. I am Brahman myself. The two school, two systems, two different views are also indirectly negated here. That he's going to say later on, I just want to mention of itself. Okay. No Purupaksha. Now, what is Purupaksha is going to say? We have to see. Evam tarhi, if it is so, evam tarhi, evam. Okay, this is how it is in this manner. If it is so, evam tarhi, appadi enral, in Tamil correcta varunga. Na, evam tarhi, appadi enral. If it is so, Atmatva Ajnana Kartrutvam. Atmatva Ajnana Kartrutvam. ஆத்மத்வாஜ்ஞானகர்த்ருத்வம் சாரி ஐ வாஸ் ஜஸ்ட் மிஸ்டேக் ஆத்மத்வாத் ஜ்ஞானகர்த்ருத்வம் பதம் தப்பு படிக்கிறதுங்கிறது. You can make easily make mistakes. Obviously, little cash, little can disturb. Atmatvat jnana kartrutvam. Please read it correctly. You can also read it as atmatva jnana kartrutvam. I can read. But atmatvat jnana kartrutvam. Please make a note. Atmatvat jnana kartrutvam. The Purpakshi says, Purpakshi wants to somehow, first already what we have understood, Brahman is Atma and Brahman is not the knower, not the known, not the knowledge. Brahman is free from knower, known, knowledge division, Triputi Bheda. Brahman is of pure knowledge. We take the root meaning, Bhava Sadhanartha, not Bhava Vitpatyartha. We already understood very well. Now he wants to say, okay, if you say Brahman is the Swarupam of the knower, Veditahu Atma Brahma. If you say Brahman is the Swarupam of the knower, means Atmatvat. If Brahman has the status of being the Atma, due to Brahman having the status of being the Atma, Atmatvat Jnana Kartrutvam. Brahman now has the status of being the knower. This who says? Purpakshi says. Brahmanaha Jnana Kartrutvam Bhavati. Jnana Kartrutvam means Brahman now has the status of being the knower because of having the status of being the Atma. If Brahman is the Atma, Brahman is the Swarupam of the knower, then Brahman has the status of being the knower. Atmatvat Jnana Kartrutvam. See, Brahmanaha Atmatvam Asti. Brahmanaha Atmatvam Asti means what? Brahman has the status of being the self. Atma. Atmatvat Panchami. Because of the status of being the Atma, Atmatvat Jnana Kartrutvam. Now Brahman has the status of being the knower. Jnana Kartrutvam. ஜானகர்த்தா பவதி பிரம்ம ஜானகர்த்தா பவதி பிரம்ம ஆத்மா அத்தஹ பிரம்மணஹ ஜானகர்த்ருத்வம் பிரம்மனேஸ் ஜ்ஞாதா ஜானகர்த்தா. சப்போஸ் ஒன் ஷுட் டேக் அக்செப்ட் பிரம்மனேஸ் ஜானகர்த்தா மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹேப்பன் பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி நோவர் மீன்ஸ் தென் பிரம்மன் வில் பி சப்ஜெக்ட் டு வாட் டிவிஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் சேஞ்ச் இட் இஸ் நாட் அக்செப்டபிள். ஓகே ஹி சேஸ் ஆத்மா ஜ்ஞாதா இதிஹி பிரசித்தம். ஆத்மா இட் இஸ் வெல் நோன் தட் ஆத்மா இஸ் தி நோவர் செல்ஃப் இஸ் தி நோவர் அண்ட் ஹி ஆல்சோ பிரசன்ஸ் அ கொட்டேஷன் ஃப்ரம் தைத்ரி உபநிஷத் இட்செல்ஃப். சங்கர் பகவத் பாதா பிரசன்ஸ் த கொட்டேஷன்ஸ். பூர்வபக்ஷி ஆல்சோ மிஸ் கோட்ஸ். ஓகே ஹி கோட்ஸ் சோ காமயத this month this line also comes in sixth section, don't go search for it now. Saha akamayata means saha, that atma desired. This is the meaning of this saha akamayata. Iti cha kaminaha jnana kartrutva prasiddhi. See, only a conscious being can have desire. The knower alone can have desire. Without knowledge, desire is not possible. Therefore, he says, Kami is an akaranta pullinga shabdaha. Kaminaha, only for a desirer, jnana kartrutva prasiddhi. the status of being the knower is possible only on, for a person who is capable of desiring, who has a desire. Therefore, it is Atma desired. That expression is the proof that Atma desired means Atma has desire. That desiring is possible because Atma is the knower. Without being a knower, one cannot be the desirer. Ataha saha akamayata iti cha kaminaha jnana kartrutva prasiddhihi. Ataha, therefore, jnana kartrutvat jnaptihi brahma iti ayuktam. Had to break it. Jnana kartrutvat jnana kartrutvat jnaptihi brahma iti ayuktam. Yuktam means proper. Ayuktam is improper. What is improper? It is improper to say that Brahma, Jnaptihi, the pure knowledge which is free from divisions is Brahma. That you cannot say. It is improper to say that Brahman is pure knowledge which is free from divisions. Jnaptihi means pure knowledge which is free from triputi bheda, knower, no knowledge division. Jnaptihi brahma iti ayuktam. It is improper to say that Brahman is pure knowledge which is free from divisions. Why? Brahman has the status of being the knower. Why? Because Brahman has a desire. What is the proof? So kamayata is the proof. He desired. That's an expression shows Brahman desired. And being the desirer, the knower, the status of being knower also is possible. So Brahman is the knower. If Brahman is the knower, you cannot say Brahman is pure knowledge which is free from triputi bhedaha. So Brahman becomes the Brahman. If Brahman has the status of being the Atma, and if Atma is a rupam of the knower, then Brahman becomes the knower. Once he becomes knower, another proof is he desired. Therefore, definitely he is a knower. If he is a knower, it is not appropriate to say that Brahman is Jnaptihi, which is free from Triputi Bhedaha. Okay. Evam tarhi Atmatvat Jnana Kartrutvam Atma Jnata Itihi Prasiddham So Kamayata Iticha Kaminaha Kartrutva Jnana Kartrutva Prasiddhihi Ataha Jnana Kartrutvat Jnaptihi Brahma Iti Ayuktam. So it is said, if that is so, Brahman being the self gets the status of knower. It is well known that the self is the knower. The status of knower for the one who desires is well known from the Shruti, he desired. Therefore, being a knower, it is not tenable to say Brahman is knowledge as such. So before I read this, I want to tell you, Atma or Brahman is not the knower, even though knower is none other than Brahma. Atma is not the knower, but knower is Brahma. This we have understood many times. See, sun is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is none other than the sun. Give the example, Suryaha na prakashakaha, parantu prakashakaha suryaha eva. Suryad anyaha prakashakaha nasti. Who is the illuminator? Kaha prakashakaha? Prakashakastu suryaha eva. Suryad anyaha prakashakaha nasti. There is no other illuminator. There is no illuminator other than the sun. But sun is not the illuminator. Why? Illumining is not an action. It is swarupam. by its mere presence, it illumines. Here also, Atma is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, the knower is, of course, another than Atma. But Atma is not the knower. Knowing is not an action, but Swarupam. This you must remember for our understanding. Now, we'll see that. What does Purapakshi say here? Let us see. Very clear, isn't it? Purapakshi's argument is very clear. Even though it is wrong, but it must be clear. Purapakshi says, if Brahman is Atma, you are falling into a trap. Do you know who is Atma? Very happy. You can say the very way he's very happy. The one who is listening to me and who answers me is the Atma. It is well known that Atma is Jnata Knower. The root Jna has the suffix Trich, Trich Shab, Trich Pratyeha. It's called Shatru Pratyeha. Shatru is At, Trich is this, At and Shatru. Okay. The root Jna has the suffix Trich. Jnatru, Jnatru, Pitru, Matru, Shrotru, the Trich affix. The root Jna has the suffix Trich, added in the sense of agent of action. Remember now, whenever the root takes a Trich affix, you get Rikaranta Shabdaha. And to get what? To derive the word as an agent of given action. Gantru, Patitru, Lekitru, Drashtru, Shrotru. All agents of different functions. Okay. So the root Jna has the suffix Trich added in the sense of agent of action. The meaning of every dhatuhu is always in terms of kriya, action. The meaning of every dhatuhu means the root. It is a Sanskrit, people who do not know Sanskrit. The meaning of every dhatu, every root, is always in terms of kriya, action. This is the contention. The root jna avabodhane, to know, refers to jnana anukula kriya. Jnana anukula kriya, jnana anukula kriya. Actions that are conducive for knowing, for gaining knowledge. The root jna avabodhane, to know, refers to jnana anukola kriya, action that is conducive for gaining knowledge. I convert into a single. That includes employing the pramanams involving appropriate karakas, etc. Includes employing the pramanams involving appropriate karakas, etc. Purapakshi therefore says that once again there is a situation for taking the meaning of the word jnanam as knower and not jnaptihi. Since many acharyas caught up in the dhatvartaha, Bhashyakara discusses at length the meaning of the word jnanam. See, again the word jnanam is going to be analyzed. That's why I said what we analyzed already you must remember. Now to understand further, it's all just a clarification. It's all already mananam. not just Shravanam, this is Mananam. So many acharyas are caught up in the meanings of the roots. So Shankara, Bhashyakara Shankara discusses at length the meaning of the word jnanam. Please remember, I told you this already, jnaptihi. Remember this again. Jnaptihi is a ikaranta strilinga shabdaha. It's a noun which means jnanam. Jnanam is a neutral gender word. Jnaptihi is a feminine gender word. There's no difference. But still, we take jnaptihi as the source of knowledge. The truth of the knower known knowledge, which is the root meaning, bhava sadhanartha, not bhava vyutpatyartha. It's a root meaning, not of any meaning of the case ending, case meaning. So, jnaptihi. Mostly, I give you a clue. Mostly, the nouns ending with the ti, most of the words are strilinga shabdas only. Except patihi. Okay, he is supposed to pati iti patihi. He is supposed to protect. Therefore, patihi is masculine gender word. And vasanti, shanti, bhakti, kirti, mati, bhakti, shuti, jnapti, gati, even gati. All the words ending with the ti are strilinga shabdas, nouns, verbal nouns you'll get. So here it's a knowledge, jnaptihi. Okay. Sometimes you think that you have done the job well and the opponent is down, but he gets up again and argues. That is why you have to do Harishchandra's job. Harishchandra made sure that the dead bodies were cremated properly and nothing was left out after the ritual. Anyone who does this job is called Harishchandra. Amazing. He stands there when the body is burning. For some reasons, the body may get up. He has to push the body back into the fire with his long bamboo stick. He makes sure that it is burnt and then throws away the bamboo also in the funeral pyre. Here, the poor Pakshi is up again and argues. You all must be knowing Harishchandra's story. Then you remember. The great king became a smashana rakshaka. Okay. Evam tarhi, if this is so, then atmatvat jnana kartrutvam. Brahman is atma and therefore the status of being the knower again comes back for Brahman. Purpakshi says, I do not have to argue with you that Atma is knower. It is very well known. Atma is the one who looks at the world and responds to the world. A desirer is a knower also. Before you desire an object, you should know the object. At least you think you know the object. That is how you get married. You think you know the other person. Only when you know that an object is desirable, you desire for it. In this section, we come across the sentence, so kamayata saha, that atma akamayata desired. the desirer and the knower are one and the same. Kamaihi jnana kartrutva prasiddhaihi. Sorry, kaminaha. Kaminaha jnana kartrutva prasiddhihi. The desirer and the knower are one and the same. Kaminaha jnana kartrutva prasiddhihi. The one who is a desirer is well known to be the knower. You should have knowledge of what is desired directly or indirectly, rightly or wrongly. This is the settled view accepted by all. Therefore, if Brahman is Atma, then Atma is knower, and therefore Brahman becomes knower, and all the Karakas would walk in. You cannot say, let it be so. Then, yaduktam, what you said previously, tad ayuktam. That becomes improper. Your previous conclusion was that jnanam is jnaptihi, knowledge as such, which is invariably present in the knower, known and knowledge. That is not tenable because Brahman is knower. He points out further problems in that conclusion. Suppose if we take Brahman as the Atma, what will be the problems? See, first of all, now you understand how he is showing. So Purupakshi continues, okay? All the defects is going to show, but now Shankaracharya has to clarify his doubt. So by way of clarifying his doubt, our understanding of what Brahman is going to become very clear. It is for our clarification. We should not have any doubt about it. For our doubt alone, this is all discussed. That is why it's mananam, I said. See, already you know Atma is of nature of consciousness, which is free from knower, known knowledge division. But how? Now you're seeing it. It's a very clear, thorough study. We should not have any doubts there. Okay. Can I proceed further? Okay. Suppose if you take the Brahman as Atma, then according to him, Atma has the status of being the knower. Once he becomes the knower, it is not possible to say that Brahman is jnaptihi, pure knowledge. Not only that, what other problems will be there? Okay. Anityatva prasangascha. Anityatva prasangascha. So, anityatva prasanga means Brahman having the status of being bound by limited, subject to limitations. Brahman having the status of being limited. Subject to limitations also will be there. Prasangaha. It will lead to the situation of Brahman being subject to limitations. Anityatva prasangaha. Once you take Brahman as Atma, Atma as the knower then what now? Anityaha. Brahman will be mistaken to be, Brahman will have the status of being the anityam also. So, anityatva prasangascha. Yadi nama gyaptihi, jnanam iti bhavarupata brahmanaha. Tathapi anityatvam prasajyeta paratantriyam cha. two problems he is quoting. One first problem is anityatvam, be subject to limitation. Then time limitation. Then paratantriyam, dependence. See, paratantriyam is noun. Paratantram, dependent. Paratantriyam, dependence. Opposite of independence. Paratantriyam, dependence. Paratantram, dependent. Swatantriyam, independence. Swatantram, independent. I wanted to know the noun here. Tathapi anityatvam prasajyeta paratantriyam cha. So all this time we were understanding that Brahman asatyam is independent of everything. Yes, it's of the nature of existence. It is the very causeless truth. Therefore, it is independent. Now we also understand Brahman is free from all limitations, anantam. Therefore, Brahman is nityam. It is free from time limitation. This is what we understood earlier. Now, if Brahman is the Atma, Brahman has the, no, is the up, and Brahman is the Surupa of the Atma, Surupa of the Knower, then Brahman becomes the Knower. It is not appropriate to say that Brahman is pure knowledge, because Brahman is the Knower. And if you take Brahman as the Knower, as the Surupa of the Knower, then also Brahman becomes time bound. Then Brahman also becomes dependent. Now he says, Dhatvarthanam karaka apekshatvat. How is it said Brahman becomes time bound and Brahman becomes dependent? Because Dhatvarthanam, when you take the meaning of the roots, karaka apekshatvat, they require the accessories. Actions are dependent on, the root meanings denote actions, and actions are dependent on accessories known as karakas. Karaka apekshatvat. Jnanam cha dhatvartaha. Jnanam. The word jnanam, hatyam jnanam anantam brahma, that word jnanam is the meaning of the root, dhatvartaha. Ataha, therefore, asya anityatvam paratantrata cha. Ataha, therefore, asya jnanasya anityatvam paratantratacha. Anityatvam, limitation in terms of time. And paratantracha, paratantrata, dependence. The word jnanam has the meaning of the root. Is the meaning of the root. Dhatu artha. Therefore, that Brahman implied by the term jnanam is what? Anityam. It is time bound. It has time bound nature. Then paratantrata, dependence also. Paratantrata cha. Okay, I'm quickly read it. Anityatva prasangascha. Yadi nama yaptihi jnanam iti bhavarupata brahmanaha. Tathapi anityatvam prasajyeta. Paratantriyancha dhatvarthanam karakapekshatvat. Dhatvarthanam karakapekshatvat. Jnanancha dhatvartaha. Ataha asya jnanashabdasya brahmanaha anityatvam. Ataha anityatvam paratantratacha. And in English now, there will be the scope for time boundedness. Anityam time bound, bound by time, subject to time limitation. Anityatvam time boundedness or time limitation. Even if we take the root meaning for the word jnanam and say Brahman is jnaptihi, look at this. Yadi jnaptihi nama jnanamiti bhavarupata brahmanaha. Even if we take the root meaning for the word jnanam and say Brahman is jnaptihi, still Brahman will become limited in time and also dependent. Still Brahman will have time boundedness and